Cameroonian boxers Victoire Ongene, Bernadette Kweye, and Marcia Wang are a win away from winning gold medals at the ongoing 21st African Boxing Championship in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Douala is getting ready to host the African Zone 4 qualifiers to the 2025 Basketball African League. Six female teams and five males are from five African countries who take part in the zonal qualifiers. African 200 meters record holder and Olympic gold medalist Leslie Tebogo from Botswana has been nominated for track athlete of the year alongside five other contenders. Those were the headlines. Three Cameroonian boxers are a win away from winning gold medals at the ongoing 21st African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Victoire Ongene in the less than 75 kilogram category, Bernadette Kweye in the less than 81 kilogram category, and Marcia Wang in the plus 48 kilograms category defeated their semi-final opponents yesterday. Dorian Angola Nyangono in the less than 48 kilograms category will be in the ring today in another semi-final bout to attempt to bring the number of gold medals hopeful for Team Cameroon to four. However, all the four boxers of Team Cameroon have already secured a medal in the championship by qualifying for the semi-finals. The Intermediate Lions of Cameroon entered day three of their first phase of training ahead of the 2025 Shan qualifiers against the Central African Republic. Coach Saul Simplice and his 30 local players are training at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo in build-up to the home and away confrontation. The first leg will be between the 21st to the 22nd of December, while the return fixture will be between the 27th to the 29th of December. Cameroonian handball coaches are part of a 12-nation gathering in Cairo, Egypt for a top-tier training course led by the International Handball Federation experts from Germany, France, and Slovenia. According to the International Handball Federation, these collaboration efforts aims at elevating African handball coaching standards. The Cameroon coaches are joined by their peers from Algeria, Angola, Benin, Congo, Egypt, Guinea, Kenya, Libya, Morocco, Tunisia, and Uganda for an intensive training course in Cairo. And in basketball, the African Zone 4 qualifiers for the 2024 Basketball African League and Women's Basketball League Africa will take place at the Japoma Arena in Douala. In the Women's Basketball League Africa qualifiers, six teams, ISB Mekomeno and ISM and ISB CNS from the Republic of Congo, Naba from Gabon, King of Africa from Equatorial Guinea, Fab and Bastistion from Cameroon will battle for the two zonal tickets to next year's competition. In the men's category, Mwanda Basketball from Gabon, King Africa from Equatorial Guinea, Le Abiel from Central African Republic, ISB Show Sport from the Republic of Congo, and KSA of Cameroon will battle on the courts for the two zonal tickets to next year's BAL. The competition at the Japoma Arena in Douala will run from the 27th to the 31st of October. Basketball consultant Eve Chala is confident that the Cameroonian clubs will stand out in the zonal qualifiers.
In the men's side, KSA is a new team. It's a good thing that Kenneth Kaji, the owner of the teams, came back to play with his team, and he brought many players like Jeremy Zeli, former captain of the national team with a lot of experience, players like Abdoulaye Haruna that we really know in Cameroon because he was with FAP and he used to play Basketball Africa League. So we expect at least KSA to get the qualification for the Elite 16. It's a room for qualification in this Zone 4 with Abey, a newcomer too, from CAR, Mwanda of Gabon, King Africa of Equatorial Guinea, and ABC Show of DRC. In the women's side, we have two newcomers the team from Gabon and team of Equatorial Guinea. But we used to have teams from GRC and Cameroon. I guess that the newcomers are coming to discover the competition, and it's going to be very difficult for those teams. Will we come from Cameroon or GRC? And it is 50-50 between Pakistan, FAP, and Makomeno, and CNSS.
Basketball, Consort and Yves Chala. 18 Sambo elites begin camping in Yaounde ahead of the World Sambo Championship that will take place in Kazakhstan from the 6th to the 11th of November. Amongst the Sambo elites who are to take part in the campaign that kicks off today and will run till the 4th of November is World Sambo Champion Jimolu Seidu. Out of the country, 12 elites have been shortlisted for the 2024 Track Elite of the Year, 6 in the women's and 6 in the men. In the women's, Beatrice Chebet from Kenya, who won gold medal in the 5,000 meters and 10,000 in Paris and broke the 10,000 meters record, and her compatriot from Kenya, Faith Kipyegon, who also won gold in the 1,500 meters, are the only African elites in the list. The other four are Sydney McLaughlin of USA, Juliana Fred from Santa Lucia, Gabriel Thomas of USA, and Paulina from the Dominican Republic. And in the men's category, Leslie Tebogo from Botswana, who won the 200 meters, and Emmanuel Wanyonyi from Kenya, who won the 800 meters, are the only two African athletes in the list. The three matches of the UEFA Champions League began yesterday with some interesting results. AC Milan won Club Brugge by 3-1. IS Monaco humbled Crevenant 5-1. Arsenal defeated Shakhtar Donetsk. Aston Villa won Bologna 2-0. Girona won Slovan Bratislava 2-0. Stuttgart stunned Juve with a 1-0 win. Paris Saint-Germain and PSV Eindhoven separated on a 1-1 draw. And the most interesting match of last night was Real Madrid against Dortmund, and Les Blancos came from behind to carry the day by 5-2, thanks to a hat-trick from Vinicius Junior. Tonight, Atlanta will take on Celtic. Brest will take on Bayern Leverkusen. Atletico Madrid welcomes Lille. Barcelona will take on Bayern Munich in a very interesting encounter. Benfica versus Feyenoord, Manchester City versus Sparta Prague, RB Leipzig will play Liverpool, and RB Salzburg, Dinamo Zagreb, Young Sport will take on Inter Milan. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news, read by Harrison Ashutik.